No matter where you are, you're on Daylight Savings Time. Oh, let's just stick with Texas Standard Time, shall we? Thanks so much for spending a bit of your time with us on this Monday. Texas making lots of national political news this weekend. We'll hear why in a few minutes, but first, some developments that may hit closer to home, and sooner too, as a Texas senator introduces a much-anticipated school finance bill, slipping it in right before the filing deadline. What's in it? And what could it mean for all of us? Aaliyah Swaby reports on public education for the Texas Tribune, and she joins us now. Aaliyah, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the key provisions that the Senate is proposing here? And I suppose we should point out who it was that actually filed this bill.
Sure, yeah. State Senator Larry Taylor, who's a Friendswood Republican, filed this bill. It came in very late on Friday. You know, there's a 60-day deadline for filing bills, for filing most bills, and it came in right at the end of that deadline.
Yeah, and in fact, the House had come out with their version of a school finance bill somewhat sooner, and it was chock full of specifics. I think it was something like a $9 billion proposal. Correct me if I'm wrong there. What about the Senate version?
So the Senate version is a first draft, I think, by a lot of accounts. You know, it has a lot of blanks where there should be numbers on what they want to do for property tax reform and, you know, how much more they want to give low-income kids. There are a lot of things that they'll end up needing to fill in, but it seems like, you know, they wanted to get in a version at least that they can work from throughout the rest of the session.
Do you see any conflict that's going to have to be addressed as the two sides begin to get serious about pushing something through on school finance reform?
I think the main difference between what the Senate has proposed as a chamber and what the House has proposed is, you know, what they want to do for teacher pay. They both have some sort of money for merit pay for school districts that want to offer it. They could get some money from the state to do that in both of these plans. But the Senate also has a different bill that would give across-the-board raises to all full-time classroom teachers and librarians. Hmm. And that's, you know, one of the top priorities of the lieutenant governor. And the House does not have that in its proposal.
It seems like I've heard that there might be some kind of performance-based incentives, or am I mishearing that?
That's true. Yeah, the Senate proposal, what they filed on Friday, includes additional money incentivizing school districts to improve their third grade reading performance. And the House's bill does not include any funding for performance on any sort of test or any sort of indicators. So that is also a main difference between the two proposals.
So what are you hearing from educators and those who have been trying to follow this debate? Are they how do they feel about the Senate plan versus the House plan?
I think it's early to tell, especially with the Senate plan being subject to change.
Yeah.
And the House plan as well. But, you know, I think it's hard to say how you feel about a proposal when you don't know how much money it includes.
Right.
And you can't compare it. You know, the House's plan is about $6 billion for public education and then about $3 billion in property tax reform. I think until you see the actual numbers on the Senate side, it'll be pretty hard to compare it.
I have to be honest. I'm a little surprised that given the fact that Dan Patrick had seemed to be four square behind, I mean, and Governor Abbott, too, four square behind some kind of school finance reform linked with property tax reform, that the Senate wasn't first out of the gate with a plan. What do you make of all of that?
I think it's clear that the you know, and we've written about this too, that the $5,000 across the board raises, you know, that was the lieutenant governor's, you know, priority on school finance and public education from the beginning. It's what he announced during his inauguration. And, you know, obviously it doesn't mean that they're not interested in doing these other reforms and backing these other proposals. But I think politically, the lieutenant governor is obviously tied to those raises, and it's something that he's been talking about, throughout his campaign, and so it's really tied to his political future.
Well, there's lots of time left in this session for the two sides to come together, and Aaliyah Swaby is going to be tracking it as public education reporter for the Texas Tribune, that's for sure. Aaliyah, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you.